This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The House today considers a major overhaul of Medicare. The $400 billion bill would allow the elderly and the disabled to purchase private Medicare prescription drug insurance. The poorest would get help in paying for the insurance. The bill has the backing of the Republican leadership in Congress, the AARP, and some Democrats, but it's opposed by Senator Edward Kennedy, a Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
What dangers do you see in this bill that others don't?
Well, first of all, I'm a very strong supporter of Medicare, and I think most of your listening audience believes in it, trusts in it, uses it, and gives them a great sense of satisfaction and of protection. And I have believed since 1978 that we needed a prescription drug bill added to Medicare. That is the part that is missing. We had passed a good bill. It was a bipartisan bill in the House of in the Senate of the United States by 76 votes. But that bill has been hijacked by the Republicans in the House of Representatives, and now what they are attempting to do is to, under the guise of a prescription drug bill, privatize Medicare, do nothing about the costs of Medicare, bring the beginning of the end of the Medicare system under the guise of a prescription drug program. I think that's bad health policy, and I think it's a great disservice to our senior citizens.
I guess you weren't very impressed by the AARP's endorsement of it.
What we're seeing now is the grassroots of the AARP are up in arms. The most recent studies of the local AARPs themselves are running 2-3, 4-1 against the decision of the leadership. And I think that that's generally as people are finding out more and more about this program. They're beginning to understand it's better to not to have a bad bill rather than it's better to have no bill than a bad bill. And that's what the American people are finding out. They'll see the vote in the House of Representatives. They'll get the 1,200-page bill last night, and the Republican House are asking them to vote today on that bill. Their ability to understand what's in it, the extraordinary subsidies to the HMOs, are just absolutely scandalous. They follow along the kind of path that the Republicans have just done in the bill dealing with energy.
If and when it comes back to you in the Senate, how hard do you plan to fight? Will you filibuster this?
Well, I'm very hopeful that by the time it comes back to the Senate that we'll have the majority of Republicans and Democrats that'll just say, let's not pass this bill. Let's go to work and either repass the bill that we did that was basically bipartisan and it was a good bill, had strong support. There were 10 Democrats didn't support it, 10 Republicans didn't, all focused on prescription drugs. You remember in the spring of this year, the president said that he believed the only way the seniors should get eligible for Medicare was if they joined a HMO, and that he dropped that position. But that position has been the position effectively taken by the Republican negotiators. And so they have the series of steps in this bill which will discourage people and coerce people, will discourage them from staying in Medicare, coerce them out of Medicare into the HMOs, and it will do that as a condition for them to getting a prescription drug. That's basically wrong. One of the great lessons of life that we learn is and the doctors understand, is do no harm. And why, when we have a good program, which is Medicare, we have a very important need, which is adding prescription drugs, which is focused on the neediest and the low income, that this bill would be hijacked by the Republicans. We eliminated the asset test, for example, which is so important for our elderly in the Senate. They reimposed the asset test, which is going to make it more and more difficult for those of limited incomes to be able to benefit from this program. We ought to get it right, do it right. I think that's what our seniors expect, and this doesn't do it that way.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Edward Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts.